Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Before we start, do you know who wrote the Mishnayos? It was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, also referred to as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Gemara tells us about Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he came down to make Kiddush for his wife every Friday night. Came down from where? Came down from Shemayim. Until his wife once told a neighbor, "You have to wait a minute, my husband's coming down from Shemayim to make Kiddush." So Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, "Once people know about it, I can't come anymore. Not to embarrass anyone else." From the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they never wrote down, at least officially, they never wrote down the Torah, because the Torah is Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh means literally the oral law. You're not supposed to write it down. At least it wasn't written to be published publicly. Chazal saw there's going to be years of galus, and unless it is written down, chas v'shalom, there is a danger of the Torah being forgotten. And therefore they darshan the pasuk, Eis lasis l'Hashem heferu teresecha, sometimes for the sake of Hashem, heferu teresecha, they can do something which until now was not permitted. And therefore they gave a heter to write down Torah Shebal Peh. So you know what Mishnayos is? Mishnayos is like telegrams. It's almost like a secret code, because they wrote very little. But in the Mishnayos, or through the Mishnayos, they were able to remember the entire Torah Shebal Peh. So we're going to learn the Mishnayos, we'll try to explain it, basically according to the Batanura and the other Mefarshim, but we have to remember that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Do you know that the son of the Shlo HaKadosh, Rav Sheptel, has a tzava, his like last will, and we have it, and he writes over there that every yid has to learn Gemara, when you get old enough, Taisvis, that's a chiyuv, just like there's a chiyuv to put on tefillin. And then he talks about the learning of Mishnayos. And he writes, the Kabbalah biyadi, I have a Kabbalah. That means a Masaira for my Rebbeim. She'ein adam roya p'nei gehenna mishu baki b'mishnayos. So really, you should learn Mishnayos every single day, he says. You may want to take a look in the Mishnah Brura, Hilchas Hanhagas Adam Babaikar Simen Aleph, Sivkatan Gimel, quoting from the Arizal. So the Mishnah Brura explains where people used to wake up at Chatzos and they would cry over the Churban Habayis. But that's not for most of us. Like the Mishnah Brura says, if you're going to wind up sleeping the entire day, don't do it. Just wake up early enough to daven Shacharis properly. But I just want to tell you one word. I want to quote what the Mishnah Brura says. When you're ready to start learning, Shir Mishnayos Koidim L'chol Davar. That's what the Mishnah Brura tells us. The Kolbai brings from the Arizal, this is the last thing I'm going to tell you before we begin our Mishnayos, that for reasons we either do or don't understand, Asher the son of Yaakov, comes and says, Who learnt Mishnayos? I'm going to save you from punishment in the Eilam HaEmes. That's why it says, Me Asher Shmeina Lachmai. Shmeina is the same letters as Mishnah, if you unscramble it. Okay, having said that, let's begin. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. There is a mitzvah to say Shema twice every single day, at night and in the morning. Like the Torah says, B'shachbacha of kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. That doesn't mean when you decide to go to sleep or wake up. It means when most people are accustomed to going to sleep and to waking up. Fregt the Mishnah, May Emesai Karen es Shema B'arvis, from when does the time to say Shema in the evening begin? The Torah first talks about Kriya Shema at night, because the Pasuk first says, Uveshachbacha uvkumecha. You say Shema when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Literally when you lay down and when you wake up. You can take a look here at the Taisus Yamtiv, who brings that from the Gemara. Also when Hashem created the world, it says first Vahi Erev and then Vahi Voiker. So that's why we're first discussing the halachais of Kriya Shema at night. When is the starting time? The Emesai Karina Shema Be'arvis. And for the Mishnah, Mishah from the time, Shakaihanim, that the Kaihanim who became Tamei, and they had to toivel themselves in a mikveh, to purify themselves from their tumah. Nichnasim, when they come in the evening, lechol b'trumasim, to be able to eat their truma. Wait a second. Why do they have to wait for the evening? Let's say the kayin toiveled himself at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so why can't he eat truma right away? Truma, of course, is what we separate to give to a kayin, and only a kayin can eat it, and only a kayin that is tar can eat it. But what does this mean in the evening? What does the evening have to do with it? And the answer is that even after the kayin toivels himself in the mikveh, he's not completely tar yet until the sun sets, until it's at night, which we refer to as seis hakoychavim, when the stars come out. So it could be the kayin toiveled himself in the morning, it could be the kayin toiveled himself an hour before night, it doesn't make a difference. He can't come in to eat his truma until it's night. And that's when the time to start saying Shema starts. Until when? That's the starting time. But until when do I have to say Shema? Zakt de Mishnah at Saif hu Hashmura Hareshaina. Until the end of the first watch. Watch? Who's watching what? The Gemara explains that the night is divided into three parts. They're called Ashmoiris. And there are three groups of Malachim that say Shira before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first group, which is Saif hu Hashmura Hareshaina, finishes by the end of the first third of the night. If you divide the night into three, until the first third of the night. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, as I halt Rabbi Eliezer. You see, the Torah says, B'shachbacha. That means, says Rabbi Eliezer, during the time that people go to sleep. And that's the beginning of the night. That's why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not yotze your obligation to say Shema at night only during the first third of the night. That's when people go to sleep, or most people go to sleep. V'chachamim aimrim, but the chachamim say ad chatzais, according to the chachamim. You have until halfway through the night, not just the first third of the night. The time to say Shema, according to the chacham, is from tzeis ha-kechavim until halfway through the night. According to the chachamim, when the Torah says you have to say Shema, b'shachbecha, it doesn't mean when people go to sleep. It means when people are sleeping, and that's the entire night. Wait a second. So why do I only have until chatzais? And the answer is, you really have the entire night, but the chachamim want you to say it by chatzais, like we'll soon see in the Mishnah, as a safeguard. If you're going to rely on, oh, I have the entire night, you're going to wind up not doing it. You're going to miss this man. Rabban Gamliel says, the time for Shema is Atshiyala Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar means the first rays of light of the morning. The rays of light that are seen on the east, even before the sun comes up. It looks like a pillar of light. Therefore, it's called Amud HaShachar. So Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim both hold that when the Torah says B'shachbecha, it means as long as people are sleeping, not necessarily when they go to sleep. Therefore, you have the entire night. It's just that the Chachamim made a gzeira. They said, we want to safeguard and make sure you do it before Chatzais, if not, you're going to forget. And Rabban Gamliel doesn't hold of that gzeira. He says you have the entire night until the Amud HaShachar. This doesn't mean that you can sit down and eat your supper and go to sleep and say, yeah, I'll wake up before the Amud HaShachar. No. According to all Shitai, says the Bat Tanura, when it comes the time of Tzeis HaKechavim, at night, you're not allowed to eat a suda or to go to sleep until you say Shema and you daven. Because we're scared, you may miss this mat. There are different halachas in Shulchan Aruch that if someone has to wash for a suda before he said Shema, he can appoint a shomer under certain circumstances, someone to remind him. But definitely, l'chatchila, it's important to understand there's an inyan of a reason makdim in l'mitzvahs, that we do mitzvahs as early as possible, and we don't push it off. Our mission is just talking about until when you can say Shema if you didn't say it, as soon as Seis HaKechavim came. Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Maisa, there was a story, Shabo Bonav, that Rav Gamliel's sons returned mi Beis HaMishta. Really, Beis HaMishta means a house where they would drink, but Bederach Klal, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, when the Mishnah says Beis HaMishta, it means a chasana. They didn't just go to a kretschma or a tavern to drink. That's how most Shitas hold. Now, they returned to their house after Chatzais. The Amrulai, they said to Rav Gamliel, uh-oh, la karinu ha-shema, we still didn't say Shema yet. Now here's a very interesting shaila that they asked their father. The Chachamim held you have until Chatzais. Ram Gamliel says you have until the Amid HaShachar, and it was after Chatzais. So basically they were saying to their father, Father, you know, we paskin like the Rabbim, like the majority, like the Chachamim. And Ram Gamliel had no problem with that. Of course, you're supposed to do the right thing, and that's not to listen to me. But Yachid V'Rab, Malacha K'Rab, when it comes to a Psak Halacha, goes according to the Rabbim. Their only question was, for sure, the right thing should have been, we should have said Shema before Chatzais. But now that we missed it, we're asking you, Rabbi Gamliel, what do the Chachamim mean? This is really very, very interesting. It shows the emes of Torah, that the Halak HaTanam weren't interested to say, well, I'm right and they're wrong. The son can ask his father, tell me, the ones who argue on you, what do they mean? Do you realize how great the understanding of Torah is, how they learned Torah L'Shem Shemayim anyway? So the children of Rabbi Gamliel said, we know the Chachamim said until Chatzais, but did they mean you really have the entire night, like you say? But they created a safeguard and they said, no, stop sign, you have to do it before Chatzais. But of course, if B'di'eved, that means it happened already, it's after Chatzais, we should still say Shema. Or do the Chachamim mean, no, that the time of Shema is only until Chatzais, and afterwards you missed it, there's no point in saying it. That was the Shaila that they asked their father. Omar Lehem, Sir Amal Gamliel said to them, to his sons, Imli Ola Amud HaShachar, if the Amud HaShachar didn't come up yet, Chayavan Atem Likres, you're still obligated to say Shema. Because even the Chachamim agree that really the time is the entire night. Furthermore, Rabbi Gamliel added, V'loy zu b'lvad, not only in regard to Shema, do the Chachamim say, that even though the mitzvah is the entire night, but you're supposed to do it before Chatzais, el rather, kol ma sha'amru Chachamim, whenever the Chachamim said that the time of the mitzvah is at Chatzais, you should know it's only a gzeira, it's called a sayag, a sayag is a gate, but min ha'toirah, mitzvasan, the mitzvah can be fulfilled, Achayala Amud HaShachar, until that light, like we explained beforehand, before the sun rises, called the Amud HaShachar. So now Rabbi Gamliel is going to give us an example of where the Torah says do something at night and you have the whole night to do it. By most karbanos, some of it is eaten and the fats go up on the Mizbeach. By the carbon oila, everything goes up on the Mizbeach, including the limbs. The actual carbon, the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach, being makriv of the carbon, that's only during the day. But the burning of the fats and the limbs, that's kosher at night, the night after they were makriv of the carbon. So the limbs of the carbon oila and the fats of other karbanos, you can put it up on the Mizbeach the entire night. So once again, hekter chalavim ve'evarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs, mitzvasan achiyala ma'adashachar, you have the whole night until the Amid HaShachar. V'chol ha'necholin li'yom echad, in regard to all the karbanis, that you have only one day to eat it. That means the day that you brought the karban and the night afterwards. Till when do you have to eat it? Because if you miss the deadline, it becomes nicer. You're not allowed to eat it. It has to be burnt. So zak the Mishnah, v'chol ha'necholin li'yom echad, those karbanis that you have one day to eat it and the following night, mitzvos ha'nachiyala Amid HaShachar, the mitzvah of eating them can be fulfilled until the light of the morning rises. In Cain, if that is the case, if you have the entire night, so lama amru chacham at chatzai. So why did the chachamim say you have only until midnight? By Shema, they say you have only until midnight. By eating of kachim, even though you have the entire night to eat it, you have only until midnight. Actually, by the burning of the limbs, some say the chacham did not make a gzera. But that's a machlokes. But by Shema, and the deadline to eat kachim, the Chachamim said, I know you have the entire night, but you have to stop by Chatzais. The reason is, kedei leharchik es ha'adam min hu'aveira, to create a distance. Rachik means far, to distance a person from aveira. If people can have the entire night, you know how human nature is. We'll keep pushing it off. Okay, I still have time, It's not Amud HaShachar yet, and then suddenly you know what's going to happen? It's going to be Amud HaShachar, and it'll be too late. So therefore the Chachamim said, until midnight. So of course, Rabbi Gamliel himself would say to his children, you should have said Shema before Chatzais, like the Chachamim say. But now that you missed it, being that it's before the Amida Shachar, you should still say Shema, because Min HaTaira, the mitzvah, is the entire night. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah. We know there's a chiyuv to say Shema twice a day, at night and in the morning. The Mishnah begins by asking, when's the beginning of the night for us to say Shema? The Mishnah answered, for all practical purposes, is Seisa Kechavit, when the stars come out. We'll see that means three medium-sized stars. But the way the Mishnah explains it is, it's the time that the Kohanim, who already toivel themselves in a mikveh during the day, can come in to eat their truma. Although the Kohanim toivel themselves during the day and they came out of the mikveh, their tahara is not completed until there is hair of shemesh. And that means at night. So they can only start eating truma when it's night. Until when, can we say, the night Shema? Rabbi Eliezer holds until the end of the first watch. The night is divided into three watches, we explained. That's when the Malachim say Shira. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, from when to when do you have to say the night Shema? From when three stars appear until the end of the first third of the night. Saifu Ashmura Harashina. So a person can say Shema with a lot of Kavana. But if he says it too early or too late, he's not Yaitzah, because this is the Zman that the Torah said you should say Shema. The Chachamim say, we agree that the start time for Shema is with Tseis HaKechavim, but the deadline is Chatzais. And Rambam Gamliel says, the Amud HaShachar. What does Amud HaShachar mean? So we explained there's like a pillar of light before even the sun sets that you can see on the eastern side of the world. Actually, there are different shittas about this. Some say Amud HaShachar isn't just a pillar of light, but it means when the light spreads across the entire east. And that's later. But either way, it's before the sun comes up. Then the Mishnah told us a story. The very first Mishnah, Mishnayos, has a story. Rav Gamliel's children came back from a Beis HaMishta, which many understand means a wedding, and they said, oops, we didn't say Shema. So they asked their father, we know that the halacha is like the Chachamim, but we missed the deadline. What should we do now? So he told them, if it's not the Amud HaShachar yet, then you should say Shema. Because Ein Hachanami, we paskin like the Chachamim, who say Chatzais. But that's only a safeguard. If you missed it, you should still say Shema, because Min HaTorah you have until the Amud HaShachar. Not only that, Rav Gamliel continued, but in every case where the Chachamim say that the mitzvah is until Chatzais, really the mitzvah is the entire night. They just want you to stop early to make sure you don't miss it. For example, so the Mishnah gives us two examples. The first one is, we explained, although you have to be makar of a carbon at night, but the burning of the limbs of the carbon oilo, the fats of other carbonas, that can take place the entire night. Here, some say the Chacham didn't even say you have to stop by Chatzais. Rav Gamliel is just using it as an example that when there's a mitzvah for the night, it's the entire night. Another example he gave us is when it comes to eating carbonas. Some carbonas, the deadline to eat it is from when you shecht it during the day, that day, plus the next night. So you have until the Amid HaShachar, Min HaTorah, but the Chachamim said you must stop by Chatzais to make sure that we don't miss the deadline.